This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kelms. With me is Wayne Bell. Wayne writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. It's a few days into March already, and this is a pretty exciting month for entertainment. Almost every medium has something that people are excited about.
I'm going to call this March the month when Mad Men returns, and
right.
then I don't care about anything else.
Okay.
So
right.
I'm really – no. I was sitting – thinking over the weekend, Mad Men ended in fall 2010.
So a year and a half.
It's crazy. And I do wonder, other shows have done that before. And of course, this was not by their choice. There were legal problems and stuff. But other shows have done that before.
Sopranos comes to mind.
Sopranos would go on long hiatuses. Sex and the City did a mini season one year when she was pregnant. But I do wonder, I know we're both excited about it. What's going to happen? I mean, if people are going to just come back in droves like they did in the last season because it was so popular when it ended. So that could be really interesting.
Don't you think programs like Mad Men or The Sopranos have a different kind of relationship with viewers than maybe shows that are on broadcast where you don't want to fade away anytime too soon? I mean, first of all, we should admit that these shows attract a smaller audience in numbers than many of the shows that are on networks.
Yeah. I mean, if Mad Men or Justified or any of those shows that are on either cable or pay cable were on network, they would be pulled because their
right.
numbers are so small. They would be in the 50s or 60s on the Nielsen ratings.
Mm-hmm.
But because they have this audience and because something like Mad Men tends to attract a more affluent, educated audience, if you look at their demographics, that's proven true. Most of them are college graduates. Most of them are more affluent. You know, they're able to take more creative risks. So it'll be interesting to see. From everything I've read, Mad Men's coming back as if that year and a half has passed.
Which, and what has been the case in past Mad Men seasons is you might be gone for 9 months and it could have been 2 years. You,
right.
you never know just how much time has elapsed. So that means we're going to be in the mid-60s.
In the mid-60s, right.
Getting
so this
close
could
to
be
Vietnam
really interesting.
And civil rights and...
And then on the 9th, the new John Hamm, Kristen Wiig movie, Friends with Kids, comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on Saturday Night Live over the weekend, kind of popping up.
Mm-hmm.
And so people who are fans of like Bridesmaids maybe will like to see them re-team.
Right.
And the movie's written by his wife. It's not a Kristen Wiig movie. So it'll be different. But if you like the chemistry there, on the 13th, on a lot of Oscar fare that we just got done celebrating finally comes to DVD. So The Descendants comes out and you can purchase that. Melancholia comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Later this month, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and The Muppets and Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy. So things that were factors at the Oscars. And then towards the middle of the month, we have some new big releases, like the remake of 21 Jump Street comes out with Jonah Hill.
Yeah, and see, I'm old enough to – I missed 21 Jump Street the first time.
Mm.
I'm afraid I won't catch a lot of the references.
Right.
I get the concept. It's detectives who look young enough to go undercover as high school students, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is played for laughs.
I guess so.
And the original series was not.
Right.
Okay.
So, you know, it's kind of a Jonah Hill return. He could only live off that Oscar nomination for, 2 weeks
right.
before he's back to Jonah Hill? And then on the 20th, with those other DVDs that I mentioned that were coming out, Esperanza Spalding has a new album coming out, Radio Music Society. And if you don't remember, she won Best New Artist 2 years ago at the Grammys, and she's been here
in
the area.
She was in Fort Smith, right? She was on the Oscars.
Right. She's a modern kind of jazz singer and,
right.
and
instrumentalist as well.
Instrumentalist. And so that should be promising. And hopefully it won't have a sophomore kind of slump.
Right. And there aren't many jazz or jazz-tinged releases that receive any kind of household attention. So
right.
this is, I think, important for the genre. I mean, I know that some jazz traditionalists bristle. But
mm-hmm.
I think she's across the board, critics and fans
alike.
Well,
what is it? When they bristle, I always go, well, would you prefer nobody listening?
Right.
I mean, yeah. you may not like her or those people who kind of come into the field and get a lot of popularity, but at the same time, they're bringing new listeners right. to your station either way.
Yeah.
On the 23rd, I know my other half is very excited because The Hunger Games, the movie, comes out, and right. I don't get it at all.
I think there are two kinds of people in the world.
The ones who get it and the ones who don't?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And those of us who scratch our heads, so be it.
Yeah.
So be it.
I do the same thing with, like, Twilight and
right.
stuff. On the 27th, the DVD of the 70th anniversary of Casablanca comes out.
What's going to be on this? That
I think the other 50 Casablanca DVDs have.
Yeah.
I don't know. But and the end of the month, the first of the two dueling Snow White movies comes out.
Tell me about these.
The first one that comes out on the 30th of March is Mirror, Mirror, which looks more high camp. It's mm-hmm. got Armie Hammer and Julia Roberts as the evil queen, and it looks like a comedy in the mm-hmm. vein of like Alice in Wonderland. It's mm-hmm. it's Disney and, you know, more geared towards children.
Gotcha.
And then later in the summer, the second independent project, it's like a few years ago when we kept having all these Capote movies come
right.
out.
Right.
The second one actually looks a little bit more promising. It is a darker, more Lord of the Rings take on Snow White, and it's got just a killer trailer with Charlize Theron as the evil
So this would
queen.
Be more like the original Grimm's Fairy Tale, which was far darker than that animated version.
Right. It just Disney. So happens that both of these movies are coming out within a few months of each other. So March this year, normally it's kind of a slow period after the Oscars and gearing up, but this year we actually have some things to look forward to.
All right. And speaking of things to look forward to, it's Fashion Week in Fayetteville.
It is. Each day this week, Northwest Arkansas Fashion Week's going on. Wednesday night, there's a shop local night. And then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night are fashion shows. And if you want more information, you can go to nwafw.com.
All right. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com.